setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
I am coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville, and you are joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and how to get there. Every man and woman on the planet was created to fill a unique role. You are needed, and you must do it. In short, somebody out there needs you to show up and be the best version of you. So we're going to look at how to live and work on purpose with a heavy emphasis on working on purpose. Because if you're working on purpose, I can tell you that you're living on purpose. Life is too short to live for the weekend. And if you're sick and tired of being miserable on Monday mornings, then you're in the right place. 844-747-2577. That's the phone number. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Manuel. I'm not sure how you say it. We'll see what the preference is. In Tampa, Florida, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how you doing?
Man, I'm living the dream. How are you, sir?
Good. I'm blessing and not stopping. So I got a question. COVID-19 hit last year, and I was laid off all my work, and I opened my own business from scratch. And my question is how I can do much better. I only have 6 months running it, and I want your advice on baby step two. I pay already $65,000 in debt from 2019 to last year.
Wow.
And yes.
How much
and
do you how much do you have left? How much do you have left?
Only $6,000.
$6,000. Okay. Got
yes,
it.
Sir.
All right, so keep going. What's your specific question?
So my specific question is we having a baby coming from somewhere today to Saturday, and we already have one. I'm running the business really good. My question is how I can, should I stop whatever I'm doing on baby step two and filing money for the baby? But my main question, and we're already saving a little more, but my main question is how I run my business successfully to grow as fast that I don't know if I'm growing as fast enough to be able to support all my family here in the United States and basically keep going on the baby steps.
Okay, so how much money are you making right now and how much money do you want to make to be able to support all the extended family?
So we're making from between $200 to $500 a day. So I'm a mobile grooming business.
Mobile
I
grooming.
Groom dogs.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Okay, and so what would that number need to be for you to feel like, all right, I'm taking care of all my family?
Well, I'm doing the budgeting, and I'm on the everyday dollar budget. I put every single expense that I have, included our truck. And some days that I can do 200, and some days I can do 1,000. My goal is to be able to make $700 a day at least, so I can be able to be home enough and
right.
cover all necessities of my business and
all
grow
right.
it.
Couple questions for you.
Yes, sir.
Who all are you supporting? Tell me who is included in the family. Is this just your kids or is this other
so
family
I have
members?
I have my wife and now it's going to be two kids.
Okay, so
one is 8 years old and one is coming somewhere this week.
Okay, and that's all you're talking about. When you say supporting your family, it's just them.
Yes, sir. Yes,
okay,
sir.
Great. And are things pretty, I mean, you're on a budget right now because you're paying off debt. So really, it's
yes.
you would like it to be an average of $700 a day. Some days you make $1,000. Did I hear you say that correctly?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what is happening on days that you're making $1,000 versus days you're only making $200? What's different about those days?
Well, the thing is, we opened on 2019 on February. They laid me off. I was grooming dogs in a big company here in Tampa, Florida. I'm
uh-huh.
from Venezuela,
mm-hmm.
and I only been in the United States for 7 years. And I was making $80,000 a year over there, making 50% commission or
wow.
whatever I. Yes. I was grooming every single dog that I can find in Tampa.
Right.
Now, because my knowledge on the grooming side, I started building the clientele, and when the COVID came, we say we cannot do this anymore. So we buy an RV from $2,000, completely damaged, and from 5 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock at night, every single day for 3 months, we was building the mobile grooming.
Okay,
now
so,
we have so one here's of the most beautiful mobile grooming.
I get it, but I'm sorry, we have limited time, so I'm going to ask you a specific question. There's a reason you said, Ken, how do I grow? I need some advice on growing my business. I'm trying to understand, is it the days where you're making 1,000? Is that just a function of you've got more dogs to groom that day versus the day of 200? I mean, because you're going to have you at some point are going to have to get to a point where you've got enough business where you hire somebody else to do some grooming as well. That's how you're going to grow your business. So you've got to get demand to a point where you have to hire somebody, maybe part-time, to do 5 dogs in a day because you can't do 15. So what I'm trying to understand is I just need a simple number. What is making the $1,000 day a reality versus a $200 day? Is it the amount of dogs?
Yes.
Okay.
The amount of dogs or basically the booking on that day. So
okay,
I try to book as much as I want. But, you have cancellation or...
Got it. Okay, that's what I thought. So here's the deal. The way you grow your business is you've got to have more bookings, and at some point, you max out every day. So how many can you personally do without being completely just slammed exhausted? What's a full day but not an exhausting day for you? How many dogs, you personally?
9 dogs.
9 dogs. Okay. So what we want to do is to grow the business, we need to get to a point where we max you out. So 9 dogs per day, 5 days a week, right? 45 dogs a week.
Yes.
All right. That's your goal. You got to get to 45 dogs. That's your max. At which point, if you now start to grow it, which you will, word of mouth gets around. And so once you get to 46 and above, that's where you're going to have to hire maybe a part-time groomer. So you start looking, where would I find these people that have the skill set? I could oversee them a little bit, make sure they're doing it right. But I'm maxing out, and I'm inside that RV, and I've got my dogs, and then I've got another 3 to 5 right next to me, and I can keep my eye on the other person. That's the idea. Am I right?
Yes.
All right, so here's the deal. Don't overcomplicate it. You have to have clear goals. Well, I'm not maxed out until I've got 45 dogs on the books during the week. And then anything above 45 dogs, I'm going to have to hire somebody else. But I'm going to make a good chunk of that because I'm the owner, so I'm going to pay them a commission. And you're familiar with the business. You know it as well as anybody. So that's how you grow the business. More dogs, max yourself out, keep it simple, driving up. And that's a beautiful thing. My wife and I, we use mobile dog groomers. It's fantastic. So you just have to fill in your budget, if you will, as it relates to your time. But should you pause, you asked a question there, should you pause your baby steps very briefly, maybe for a month, just to put in some extra money for the baby? But you've already done this, it sounds like, once before. So get that baby budget right for 1 month, figure it out, 2 months max, and then knock that rest of that $6,000 out. And then you're on your way to baby step 3, getting that 3 to 6 month emergency fund set. I'm okay with a temporary pause, but not much more than a month or two. Don't move. More of your calls coming up. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Listen, folks, we talk a lot on the show about making your next career move and taking the next step toward meaningful work. But I know it can be pretty hard to think about taking a step forward when you're stressed out about money in the here and now. Ramsey Plus will show you how to budget every single dollar of your income so you can use it to its full potential, plus so much more. And here's the best part. Right now, you can try Ramsey Plus for 30 days completely free. If you're in and you want to start Ramsey Plus for free, text Ken Plus to 33789. The Ken Coleman Show continues from our Nashville Ramsey Solutions headquarters. We continue to give out clarity and confidence. See, clarity gives you confidence. I don't know where you are in your professional journey, why you have decided to listen to today's show. But I can tell you this, if you are experiencing some doubt, the answer is to get clear. If you're experiencing some fear, get clear. Clarity breeds confidence, because once I'm clear on what I should do, why I should do it, where I should go, a lot of confidence there. But the flip side of this is when someone's not clear, oh my goodness, the fear and doubt, they just feed off of each other. They get inside our heads and they just give us this narrative that it's not doable, it's a bad idea, you could get hurt, blah, 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 all the negative voices, and that begins to affect your emotions. And then, oh boy, are you trapped. You're just stuck. Paralysis by analysis. That's really what's going on. So clarity is what breaks through. And the clarity is what gives us confidence. So let's help you get clear. That's really what we do here. 844-747-2577. Hey, we're really excited. Our next Get Hired event, helping millions of people who've been affected by the global pandemic. Our Get Hired event is April the 27th. It's the second installment. We did it last year. Wildly successful. Going to have another great crowd. It's going to be a live stream event. I'll be live here in our headquarters, and we'll pump it around the world. April the 27th, 8 Eastern, 7 Central. Tickets start at just $20. And you can get them at DaveRamsey.com/events. DaveRamsey.com/events. What's going to go on at the event? Very simply, I'm going to do a deep dive and teach on what you hear me talk with callers about every day. Primarily our first three stages, though: get clear, get qualified, get connected. And this is for anybody who is coming out of college, trying to beat the competition, get hired. Somebody who's just trying to come out of the pandemic, been in a couple of part-time jobs maybe, and looking to land something more stable. Or for those of you who are gainfully employed, but you're looking to transition into something else, you want to get hired. How do you get the edge? How do you beat the competition? That's what this whole event is about, no matter what your situation is. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. Going to get to the phones momentarily, but don't forget the website, DaveRamsey.com/events. DaveRamsey.com/events. And again, $20, the starting price point. We have some great packages there. And I've said before, this will be a great gift for somebody out there. You feel like really needs this. You've got plenty of time. You can buy it whenever, but go ahead and lock in and get committed now. DaveRamsey.com/events. All right, to the phones we go. Melissa is joining us in Cincinnati, Ohio. Melissa, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
So I guess I'm actually seeking some clarity. I am finishing up about halfway through a term position of about 3 years. Mm-hmm. And prior to that, I was a temp employee at the same company for 3 years, so no benefits. And during the temp time, I referred to positions that I applied for. So I've been told that they're trying to make a position for me. But like many companies, there's a budget shortfall because of the pandemic. So I'm wondering, just based on this experience of them passing me over, am I holding out for nothing, or should I bring it up with my supervisor? And how do I ask, hey, are you really creating a position for me?
Yeah, I don't think you're holding out for nothing, but I would say you need to start looking. And I'm definitely fine with you communicating to your supervisor to say, hey, what can you tell me? The way I would position is not, are you really doing it? you don't want to position it that way. But what I want you to say is, look, to the best of your ability, because I've got to make some decisions. I'm happy to be patient if we've got a chance. But if it's a 50-50 and we have no idea when, what can you tell me? I would just ask him to shed as much light on it as possible, because if something's really working, then the answer's going to come. If nothing's working, it's just going to be the same old ambiguous answer, and that's your clue that there's nothing happening right now. And so I think you just leave it up to them. Don't be not that your suggestion was aggressive, but I would just rather you say, hey, what are the chances of this actually happening? I mean, I know you may not be able to control it. Is there any chance it's happening soon? If so, or if not, what are the factors? leave it kind of open-ended for them to describe what they think the forecast looks like, right?
Okay.
And then go from there. Yeah. But I think, listen, regardless of what they tell you, I think you need to be looking.
Okay.
I think there's too many signs. And you're feeling the same thing, right? Is that what you're feeling?
Yeah. I am. I feel like I'm kind of being dragged along and being told of a pretty story when it may not actually match reality.
Start looking. Give them one more shot. Just see if it's ambiguous. Ambiguous means, yep, your gut's right. Ken and I are on the same page. Yep, time to start looking. I think that's the way to do it. Let's go to DeRidder, Louisiana, where Joshua joins us. Joshua, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thank you for taking my call today. I need some clarity also.
All right.
Recently, like two weeks ago, I made it to the second round of interviews in a healthcare system that has about 1,100 plus employees in addition to physicians and patients and so forth. And the position I interviewed with basically is a position that the executive team and the CEO want complete and total organizational culture change. And so that would be my position. My question is, it should be a no-brainer, but I'm hesitant because I'm afraid to take the position if it's not high enough on the organizational chart. I don't think it's a doable situation with the expectations that they have.
Okay. So what's your question for me?
So I guess my question is, how do I, how do I get clarity with them if I'm offered this position? Like, I feel like it's an executive level position with what they're offering, but it's possible that they could offer it at a manager or director level. And so
So your concern is if they offer it at manager director level, you won't have enough authority to actually execute on what they've described.
Exactly.
Well, why do you feel that way? Because if they're saying we want you to do this, doesn't that imply that you have their blessing and thus the authority to do it? Where's the disconnect for you?
I guess the disconnect for me is, the more people you have above you when you begin the culture change process, it's people kind of try to do the end around above you, and it makes very cumbersome for those.
Okay. Do you feel like so far in the conversations that they're the ones giving you the blueprint for the change? They just want you to execute on it, or is it they're relying on you for some of the ideas and the actual changes? How concrete is it from above you?
It's not real concrete. They are looking to me to basically come up with the blueprint and also come alongside of their team to kind of help coach them along and invest in that process.
All right. And then the other question I have is, you mentioned that it hasn't been offered to you with an actual title, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, you're worrying about something that hasn't happened yet, but I do understand what you're saying. Here's what I think. I don't think it's about title as much as it is. The thing that concerns me is that you get some executives that are coming to you going, hey, help us shape our culture. That is not good leadership. That really concerns me. That needs to come top down. See, it needs to come to you, and I don't mind them saying, hey, we want you to speak into it. But what concerns me is they're kind of looking at you to go, hey, come up with all this, and then we'll take an edit, pass at it, and then maybe we put our stamp on it, or we will put our stamp on it. So I think you have some legitimate concerns, but I think that's easily addressed. You sit there and go, hey, what's this going to look like? So before I'd accept it, I'd have them explain, well, what do you want it to be? They can at least tell you what they'd like it to be. I'd get way more information before I committed to this. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Handing out mental and emotional vaccinations against fear and doubt. How do you like that, Joe? Huh? And they're free and no side effects, depending on your take. Oh, I knew that caught a couple people. They were like, huh, what? What'd you say? Wait a second. Is this the Ken Coleman Show? Yeah, just having a little fun, folks. But the best way to get vaccinated against fear and doubt is to listen in and call. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Helping you get on stock and get on purpose. Helping you move a little faster, a little higher than you are. This is your show. Molly is up next in Somerville, South Carolina. Molly, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. How are you?
Molly, I'm living the dream. What's going on with you?
Well, I have a question. Mm-hmm. Currently I'm working at home, and my kids are doing virtual school, and I have a part-time job for a company that I love. I mean, they're great.
Okay.
At the beginning of this, about a year ago, the whole plan was for me to go full-time, but mm-hmm. it's the way the world is working. It's really hard for me to do that right now.
Yeah.
And go into the office a couple days a week.
Right.
So they've offered me a full-time job. It needs to be full-time with the amount of clients they have coming on board, which is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But in my offer letter, it states that after the 90-day evaluation period, I will then have my salary increase to the full-time amount. So I have never heard of something like that. I don't know if that's normal, because it seems like the first 90 days I'd be working full-time but only be paid part-time.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like that either.
Yeah, I just don't.
I've heard of 90-day. We have a 90-day evaluation period here at Ramsey as well. Are you sure that it's worded that specifically? Like it's basically, is it implied, or is it very, very clear in the letter that you're going to be full-time hours, part-time pay until 90 days?
It says after the 90-day evaluation period, and you are functioning at the capacity of a senior level manager, they will increase my salary to the originally mutually agreed upon full-time amount.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's pretty clear. I don't like that. It doesn't make any sense. I certainly would talk to HR about it. I mean, they like you. You're working part-time for them, and they've offered you this. I'd call somebody and go, hey, the way that this is worded, I mean, just go ahead and let me read this. This is what it says. Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I really would. I'd go, is that suggesting that I'm working full-time hours but part-time pay for 90 days? Just ask. I'd love to hear the answer.
Okay. Well, I'll let you know. I guess the other question, I mean, you're really familiar with how things are going right now in the job market.
Yeah.
I'm worried about having, a couple of different jobs on my resume, over the last couple of years. It's been...
No.
I switched jobs, and then,
How quickly normally, did... Yeah, but how many jobs in 2-year period? Like, how much switching was actually going on?
Two.
About how long apart? So you were at one job for how long?
Almost a year. So all of it's been almost a year.
Yeah, but that's not job hopping. That's not abnormal at all.
Okay.
Yeah, don't worry about that at all. So here's the deal. Let's say that I'm wondering if I detected something, and I may have read something into the way you were talking, but I got to ask, if they were paying full time from day one, let's say that they were saying, yep, we want you full time and it's full time pay. Would you feel good about that with the kids being at home? I mean, do you have a solution for that?
No. And I've told them about that. I said, I can work full time from home until the end of the school year.
Mm-hmm.
And then during the summer, I can make arrangements to come in 1 or 2 days a week.
What'd they say?
They cannot make an exception for me and not for other people.
Well, that's fair. That's consistent. I agree.
Yeah. I mean, I understand it, but I am the only other employee that has children in school.
Yeah, I know. And I'm not saying that they shouldn't make the exception for you. I'm not going to get into that. What I'm saying is that at least they're consistent on that. But you're the only one that's in that situation. But you couldn't do it is my point. You can't do that right now, right?
I know. No, I couldn't without going crazy.
Yeah, we don't want that. So here's the deal. So this is a less pressure-filled conversation. That's what I sensed. I sensed that you couldn't even do it, even if. So I'd look into it and say, hey, what does this mean? But I don't think you're in a position to do it anyway, even if they said, oh, no, it's full-time. So that's my point. I think you're kind of worried about the wrong thing. I just don't think this is the right time for you to go full-time. Not with the kids. No, not with the kids being home from school.
That's what my gut's telling me.
Trust the gut. I think that's your heart, actually.
God has another plan.
I think so, too. And that's the other thing I wanted to encourage you with. Stay part-time with them. And let's be patient also for the right thing. Because the right thing comes with the right time. You don't have to, you don't have to worry about timing. God's in control of the timing. You just keep looking for the right thing. So I think you're worried about the wrong thing in this conversation. So I'm basically telling you, you don't even have to have that conversation with them because you're not going to do it anyway. You're not going to go full-time anyway.
Yeah.
And you know what? Okay. That's a really easy way to get off the hook and not really, you know what I'm saying? You kind of go, look, I'd like to. I'm really flattered. I just can't right now. I just can't. The kids are at home.
Right.
You guys have made it clear. I understand your rules, but I can't. I can't do it. I'd love to, but I can't. And be cool with it.
So I was going to, of course, let them tell me when my last day will be, if they can't keep me on part-time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to ask for a recommendation letter. Do you think that would be?
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay.
And is it guaranteed that they're not going to keep you part-time, or is it just something they're kicking around?
It's guaranteed.
Yeah. That's right. I forgot about that. I'm glad you reminded me. I was thinking and focusing, and I
forgot. Wish it was.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. You can go get another part-time job. South Carolina.
Yeah.
You got to do what's right for you and the kids right now. That's always the right decision. Always. Always, always, always. You know, there's a real humanness to the idea that when we have an opportunity in front of us, and on paper or in our heads, it makes total sense, right? Full-time job, full-time money. But then it's like, well, that's going to be really, really tough on the family and the kids right now, given what's going on over here. And you start getting in this wrestling match with yourself. You're like, what do I do? And I'm telling you to never make a decision solely on money. And what you think is an opportunity that is just, I should just take it. No, other opportunities will present themselves. Don't buy into the lie that if you say no to a good opportunity, it could be a really good opportunity. Listen, folks, sometimes you have to say no to a great opportunity. And boy, oh boy, does that one hurt. I've been there. But if it's not right, it's not right. And I love that Molly's going, in my gut, I just know. And by the way, the gut telling you that, that's also your head. Your head is involved in that. It's not here's my logic decision. This is my gut. No. I've talked about this. Neuroscientists have done research on this. There is a physiological reaction to a logical thought. So if you have a logical thought, don't get this idea that, well, this is my head saying this, my gut saying this. No, that physiological reaction, they've proven this, is your head having a thought and your body's going, don't do it. It's not right. So you got to trust that. So I want you all to look at that a little bit differently. You know, it's not just some gut feeling. I just think, I don't know. It's a gut feeling. No, it's exactly what you should do. Trust your gut, because what you're feeling is the combination of your head, that's the logic, and the feeling, the emotion. That's what's causing that physiological reaction. It's a beautiful thing. Trust it. Trust your gut. Don't move. The Ken Coleman Show continues in just a few minutes. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. We continue from our Ramsey Solutions headquarters and studios here in Nashville. Excited to have you with us. People tuning in from all around the world, thanks to the podcast of the show. And we are so grateful for you. If you're listening via the podcast, if you're not subscribed, please subscribe and share. The caller-driven format is catching on. And I love the fact that we're here Monday through Friday, 12 Eastern to 2 Eastern. That's when you can get in, 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. All right, back to the phones. Alina is in Hendersonville, Tennessee. Alina, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks so much for taking my call. So I'm wondering if it's unwise to start a business while still in debt, and meaning debt like over 100K of student loans. I have a very low income potential, meaning I can't make a lot of money, mm-hmm. like maybe 45 before taxes. And so I'm just trying to up our income. So yeah. I figure a business would do it, you know, the uncapped earning potential, but, you know, the startup cost, that's what I'm wondering.
Well, that's,
of course, it's over.
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Because my answer is, depends on the business, right? So, you know, if you start a car washing business, you know, a mobile business, you get yourself a truck or a van or a car and you got washing supplies, yeah, I'd start that one. But if it's a high cost, no, the answer is no. Because right now, you need no risk, no cost, ways to make money. So what is this business idea and how much would it cost to start it?
Yeah, so it's a food business, basically candy. I don't know if you're familiar, like pralines. And I would focus on online sales so that I could, you know, market to anyone in the country.
Yeah.
And to start up, I would have to rent a commercial kitchen and insurance, materials, packaging, the whole nine. I'm looking at close to 1K. And that's, you know, a year, you know.
$1,000 a year.
Right. I'm including the insurance, like liability insurance, okay. And then to rent the commercial kitchen.
Well, that's not a crazy cost. That I would say falls in the category of sure. But you got a cash flow, you know what I mean? So you're saving, you're selling something to get that. But what I'm curious about is this a high margin business?
In that, I don't know. Like, that's, I don't know. I calculated I would sell them like $32 at, you know, for a dozen, you know, for the box and, you know, materials and, you know, the ingredients.
You got to really do your homework. You got to do your homework.
Okay.
I mean, here I'm leaning towards telling you I would not do this. If you were my sister,
okay.
I'd say, sis, great idea in starting a side business to help pay the debt off faster and by increase your income. Not this particular idea. This is too labor intensive.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, let's back this thing down a little bit.
Okay.
Forget the candy business for a moment. And by the way, I don't want you to be discouraged. I want you to be encouraged by what I just said, because you're absolutely right to what can I do for me? What side hustle can I do that will increase my income and help us pay the 100 grand off? Because you can get there. You can do this. I know it feels insurmountable right now, but it's not. But how much is realistic? Like, in your mind, because I know you've not done a ton of homework and can tell by your answer, which is okay. How much were you thinking you were going to make per month off the, or would you, you go, "Coy, gosh, Ken, if I could make this, it'd be great."
Yeah, like 3K, like basically a full-time income. And what it is, I'm trying to avoid childcare. So I just figured I could take home all of the money I would be making.
Love if that. Making a full-time job. Listen, this is great. Alina, you're doing all the right things. We try to come up with a business that allows us to work from home so we don't have to pay any money toward childcare. I love that. Start there, absolutely. Okay.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to sit there and go, doesn't cost me near as much and isn't as labor intensive as renting a kitchen, you know, because that's not working from home, I don't think. Unless,
no.
You know, so that wasn't the best idea either. Okay. Let me just say this. I would do some homework if I were you. Into the wholesale business, resell. For instance, I got a friend who's got a friend who makes really good money reselling game systems. So like he gets contacts, he'll go get an Xbox or something, he'll buy it, and then he upcharges just a little bit, nothing crazy. but he upcharges a little bit because they're so hard to find right now. And he does that with hard to find technology pieces.
Okay.
That's just one idea. I'm not saying that's what you're supposed to do, but I think you got to find a way to where there's demand out there, where people are willing to pay extra for convenience and not having to dig. I mean, that's an interesting angle. You're going to have to figure out the childcare situation. There might be some great ideas where, let's say, you're driving around and the kids can be in the car with you and you can make $2,000 a month doing special deliveries or something. I don't know. You got to sit down and figure out your family situation, but your time is the best way to go right now. Like, how can you get paid well for your time? You're doing something that's making someone else's life more efficient. And so reselling something, selling something, I mean, I don't know. But I would be really, really open-minded to how you can make money just for your time, the extra time. Because that's how you can stack up some money pretty quick. I mean, I'm not telling you to go deliver pizzas, but go run the numbers on that. Go run the numbers on the commission there. You're going to make $1,000, $1,500 a month pretty easily. You know, now you're working like crazy and you're a mom. So you start going, okay, that's not the right thing for me, but what are some other things? And you got to put everything on the table right now. Everything's on the table. And then down the road, I love the candy business, but cash flow your way through that after you're debt free. That's good. By the way, that'll help motivate you, won't it?
It would. Yes.
Not just getting out $100,000 of debt, but hey, I can then pursue my dream and cash flow it and not be stressed out. That's what I love. And here's the key point. Let's make sure she, I think she's probably already all in on Ramsey Solutions, but if not, I'd love to give her a free trial to Ramsey Plus. Let me mention Ramsey Plus, a lot of you who may not be familiar with it. Ramsey Solutions is the mothership of the Ken Coleman Show, founded on Dave Ramsey's The Dave Ramsey Show, the 7 baby steps to getting not just out of debt, but to living like no one else, but paying off debt, having an emergency fund, investing 15% of your income in retirement to be a net worth millionaire, paying off your home, paying off the kids, you know, the whole nine, 7 baby steps all the way through. Okay, now, I'm rushing through this real quick because I got to get this out. For those of you who aren't familiar with that, Ramsey Plus is a unbelievable membership, but you can get a free trial at DaveRamsey.com right now. Go get a free trial, 90 days, just try it. No risk. Here's what you get in Ramsey Plus. You get the proven plan of Financial Peace University, which is the 7 baby steps. Baby step one is $1,000 in savings, kind of rainy day, $1,000. Baby step two is you begin to take all of your debt, and let's say you have seven different debts. You do the smallest to the next largest to the next largest. You go small to large to get momentum. Each time you pay off a smaller debt, you wrap the payment that you were paying into that, into the next one. And now you see a snowball. It's the debt snowball plan. That's how you get momentum. So we'll give you the whole Financial Peace University in Ramsey Plus. Then you're going to get the world-class Every Dollar budgeting app, which you can budget every dollar, you know, where it's coming and where it's going. And then for those of you that are paying off debt, you can track your progress with the Baby Steps app. It's awesome to see a visual, to see that momentum every month. There's a whole lot more content in there. Yours truly's got some content coming in there soon. So there's so much more. But those are the three pillars, if you will, of Ramsey Plus. And again, you get a free trial right now. Why do I mention this? If you can get your financial house in order and begin the process, then you begin to see, that's how I can get to my dream faster. Some of you go, I can't afford to pursue the dream. Okay, well, let's get our house in order. Go through Ramsey Plus. Do the baby steps, and you'll find that you can get out of debt, and you can live the dream. DaveRamsey.com. Click on Ramsey Plus today. Hey, my time is almost up, but before I let you go, you matter, and you do have what it takes. Thank you so much for joining us. Until next time, this is The Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
If you enjoyed this podcast, we have more from the Ramsey Network, like Borrowed Future.
Hey, listeners, I'm George Camel, and in this 8-episode podcast series, we're exploring the student loan debt crisis and the impact it's having on real people. We're going to expose the predatory nature of the student loan industry, how we got here, why student loans are such a big deal, and what can be done to avoid them in the first place. We'll hear stories of people burdened by student loan debt and be inspired by people who graduated college debt-free. We'll also hear from experts and thought leaders along the way.
To hear full episodes, just search Borrowed Future wherever you listen to podcasts or go to borrowedfuture.com.